Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop. I'm here with Soul Exchange from Texas. We'll talk about the geography in just a little bit, because every time you think of a place like Texas, like, where? We're gonna get into that. They have a record titled Slow Descent out June 5th. Let's do the introductions though. I got members of the band. Got Austin and Bryce. Why don't you introduce yourselves and what you do in Soul Exchange?
Yeah, my name's Austin. I am the vocals. I'm the lyricist in the band for sure. Nice to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm Bryce. I play guitar.
Good to be here. Sorry, my AirPods died on me.
All good. Let's talk about for people who haven't listened to Soul Exchange. Let's start with yourselves, and then we'll roll into how Soul Exchange got together. So each of you guys, just tell me your first experience just listening and getting into heavy music, getting into hardcore. What were those? Let's talk like, if it was for you two, was it metal or hardcore first? Usually it's metal.
Yeah, it was definitely metal. Yeah, I had an older brother, so he grew up in the 90s. He's a teenager in the 90s, so he got me all into the nu metal stuff in the late 90s, early 2000s. Found punk rock. Yeah, really big into skateboarding back then, so listening to a whole bunch of punk bands. And then mid-2000s, found metalcore. A couple years later, found hardcore. Been at it ever since.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much same for me. I had some buddies who were extremely into playing guitar. I was probably like, I don't know, eighth grade or so, and really into, you know, the Panteras and Lamb of Gods and things like that, which, you know, thinking back on it now is a little bit heavier than I even thought. But I started with lots of metal music, getting into it. Parents were real into like hair metal and stuff, which then just kind of just expanded as I got older. Pretty much the same as Bryce, just worked my way up the ladder, really.
Oh, let's just talk about Texas hardcore in general. We obviously have a lot of amazing crossover. Home of Power Trip, home of I believe Iron Age as well.
Yeah, they're from here.
But obviously, when it comes to a state this big, the geography is just like, when you live on certain areas of the country, that's the same as saying, like, you know, California. You got LA, you got the Valley, you got Northern California, you got the Bay. Texas obviously has a lot of different, do you feel like there's connected scenes, or there's a lot of different scenes inside of Texas even currently?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of different scenes, but like Austin just said, like, every city kind of feels like its own state, and most of the big cities in Texas kind of have their own like type of hardcore that they focus towards. And unfortunately for us, metallic hardcore is at the bottom of the list in the entire state, but that is one of the reasons that we do try to play outside of Texas more so, just because Texas is a lot more like beat down and slam kind of focused. And then the flip side of that is a lot of like the faster, like punkier hardcore stuff is pretty big in Texas too, which is also the complete opposite end of the spectrum from what we're doing. So
No, yeah, it's crazy.
We definitely get some love around here for sure, but we know we are the black sheep.
No, it's crazy because I think of Texas, and I've seen shows. I've seen even warehouse shows. I don't remember the exact band, but there is one that there's a video of, it was in the 2010s, of a show that just really stuck out to me, and it was just the pit had fucking barbed wire, it had trash cans on fire just thrown up across the pit. That was my idea of DIY moshy Texas shows.
Yeah, I know. It's still like that for the most part in certain areas.
Yeah, especially DIY shows. If they are not hosted by some big, bigger entity, they are definitely still very. They have the high potential for that at all times. I mean, there's a running joke inside the Austin scene alone of just trash cans, just in general. So that is not shocking at all. I think it's still overly possible in the DIY scene for sure.
I think maybe Texas is keeping the trash can mosh alive. Potentially, you might be the biggest exporter of trash can mosh right at these over the last 15 years. This is not official on any record. This is just me making a statement and an observation that is a possibility.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, speaking for the entire state of Texas, we'll take it.
We used to have this DIY spot in Austin called 523 Thompson. It was me, my other band and Austin's old band. We used to play together all the time. That's kind of how our link up for Soul Exchange happened. But that spot, right before the pandemic, it was people were getting their ass beat by trash cans back in the day.
Absolutely. Anything you want to say just about the record in general? Anything about the EP coming out in general? From what I'm hearing, where you guys are continuing with them heavy riffs. I've seen the videos, making them people mosh their socks off.
Hell yeah, we. So we recorded it here in Austin. I did vocals and guitar, bass, everything here. And then we tracked the drums at Phil Odom's studio here in Austin. Then we sent everything over to Taylor for Taylor to mix. And that was kind of how we got the vocal feature added on there as well. And then we've got another track on there that has a feature from Discourage, which is a punky hardcore band from the Bay. Yeah, super heavy. We've got a lot of different clean singing parts that I do, which are not typical in the heavy shit that that fits in our world. But we think it gives it a fresh perspective, and it definitely caters to the lyrics and shit that Austin wrote. So we're just really excited to get it out there. Partnered with 1126 on this one, working with a record label. Pretty stoked on that.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
So let's talk about, just because I see the shows going awesome, and I always like to do this because just as a looking back, because I've been able to do this type of thing with with Drain, with Dying Wish, they just started doing their started really doing their thing. So what are some just like, what are some aspirations and things you would like to accomplish with, you know, with this record? And what are some just like, just I guess, what are like wish, what are some like wish lists? Bands you'd like to, or wish list any of any time of, let's just, we can go the time period to like even dead debunked bands, but just like what's a wish list of some bands you would love to play with?
I mean, fucking anybody that wants to play with us is pretty much.
Sign up.
we got a wait list for you. I would love to play with Marauder. They're like my number one influence when it comes to like the kind of music that we're writing, as every fucking hardcore band out right now, but that's besides the point. we just played just a few days ago, we played the Peeling Flesh Missing Link tour.
That
was super sick getting to play with Peeling Flesh, which my other band Virtue, we've been playing with them since they were a local band up in Oklahoma. So go way back with them, but playing with Missing Link was really sick. That was the first time I got to see them, and just hoping this record will kind of get us out there, put us on some support slots, start doing some bigger tours, hopefully go overseas. We got a full length pretty much already written that we're gonna work on towards the end of the year. So, got a lot of shit cooking right now.
Would love to get some festival time, you know. There's a lot of just really sick festivals that have been just popping up, and some that are obviously like the repetitious ones, and then some that are just, it seems, kind of new. And man, there are so many sick bands. We saw that there's the big festival that's like 3-6 Mafia and a bunch of, you know, hardcore bands, and I'm like, dude, that would be unreal to play with Project Pat and the Circle Jerks, you know, like that's insane. But
it's a great time. That's a great time,
dude. Festivals will be cool. Tied Down, I think, is probably one of my like a goalpost for sure, which I think is an achievable one for us. I think with the record, I just want to get in front of people. I think the thing with us is that once we get in front of people, we're unstoppable. I think our live show is just too commanding, and that's my goal. It's like, just let this music, let this label get us in front of people, and I think we can take care of the rest.
All right, let's end it with shout out your scene. Any bands from that you play with from your area? Any bands you wanna shout out that the Seattle scene should know about? Or whoever is listening out there, out in the world, on the world wide webs, that you would want to people to know about?
Yeah, we've got our EP release show that we're doing, that's like a week after the record comes out next month, and we've got Life Cycles from San Antonio. They're label mates of ours on 1126. We've also been playing shows with that band for like a decade. Ballista from Dallas, they're good friends of mine. My band Virtue, our first tour we ever did was with Ballista, like again almost a decade ago. We got Bailout, which is like a almost like a Baltimore style kind of hardcore band. They're super sick. We've got Fear of Loss from San Antonio. There's shitload of stuff around here.
Yeah, tons of bands. I think there's a lot of like hardcore adjacent bands too, in and around. There's some young kids we have in our scene. I think like Unnecessary Roughness is another band that's sick.
Harcourt from Dallas, we're doing a couple days with them in July. There's Texas shows.
Yeah, Blind from Houston. They're kind of like a Houston, Oklahoma mixed band, but they a lot of good buddies of ours, former members of I Am out of Texas. Good dudes. Really, really sick band, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Soul Exchange. Make sure to check out their upcoming EP, Slow Descent out June 5th. Anything else you want to share with the people?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, June 5th, check it out, stream it, come to a show if we're in your area, hit us up. I know Austin tries to be scary on stage, but we're super nice, I promise.
If there's anybody from the Northwest that's promoters that are listening to us, bring us out. We're happy to come.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I would love to see Slow Exchange in the Pacific Northwest. That'd be a great time. So hopefully see you on the West Coast very soon. You are listening to Metal Shop on 99.9 KSW, the Rock of Seattle. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Everything you learn in history class was only half the story. I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.